Page 12, Section 2, Historic Places. As you read, look for the following. Why a place might be designated a historic site. What government agencies manage and maintain historic sites? Vocabulary terms: historic place, prehistoric, archaeologist, architecture, immigrant. Your parents have probably taken you to the town or towns where they grew up. They may have shown you the houses where they lived when they were your age. In your family's history, these houses are historic places. In Missouri, there are many historic places, places where history happened, or places that are reminders of our state's history. As you travel around Missouri, you can see many of these places. Some of them are marked as National Historic Sites by the U.S. Department of the Interior, the same agency that operates our national parks. Others are marked as State Historic Sites by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the agency that operates our state parks. You will also find signs along roadsides or in parks that were put there by different clubs and organizations interested in history. Page 13. National Historic Sites. There are National Historic Sites in nearly every county in Missouri. In many of the counties, they are prehistoric, before written history, sites that have been placed on the historical register to help protect them. Humans lived at some of these sites as long as 12,000 years ago. Many of these sites are just caves or rock overhangs that provided shelter. Archaeologists digging at the sites have found spear points, animal bones, reed and clay baskets, and other evidence of the hunting and food-gathering lifestyles of these first Missourians. An archaeologist is a scientist who studies where and how ancient people lived. The county courthouses in many counties are on the National Register of Historic Places. Some are on the list because of the history that happened there. At the Lafayette County Courthouse in Lexington, a cannonball from a Civil War battle is still lodged in one of the columns in front of the building. Still others are historic because of their architecture, the design style of a building. A famous architect may have designed them, or the buildings are good examples of a style of architecture used during a certain period in history. The Adair County Courthouse in Kirksville is an example. Did you know? In 1928, the Chillicothe Baking Company became the first bakery in the United States to sell pre-sliced packaged bread. It used a slicing machine invented by Otto Rohwedder. Page 14. There are a number of historic schools, including the Howard School in Warrensburg. You can visit that school today. It is a simple, white-painted wood structure. The three-room building was erected in 1888 and was the only school for African-American students in Johnson County until 1955. It was actually the second school building on the site. In 1867, the American Missionary Association and the Freedmen's Bureau built the first school for newly freed slaves and other African-American children in the county. When the school board built the second school, it was named for Oliver D. Howard, head of the Freedmen's Bureau. Several churches and other places of worship are on the historic list. At St. John's Episcopal Church in Eolia, you can walk through the graveyard and see the tombstones of Meriwethers, Clarks, and Lewis's, all relatives of the famous explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Some places of worship were for small groups of people whose religions were very different from the religions practiced by most people in those towns. The Jews who started and worshiped at B'nai Israel Synagogue in Cape Girardeau faced prejudice and misunderstanding from their mostly Christian neighbors. It would have been easy to just keep their beliefs to themselves. Instead, they built a temple as a public symbol of their faith. The temple is on the list because it also became a symbol of their courage. Houses are also on the list, including those of famous people like Walt Disney, who had an art studio in his house in Kansas City. Mark Twain's boyhood home still stands in Hannibal. You can visit the boyhood home of scientist George Washington Carver near Diamond in Newton County. The house where the explorer Daniel Boone died is near Defiance in St. Charles County. In Grandin, in Carter County, deep in the Ozarks, a group of houses and other buildings are on the national list because they represent a time in Missouri's history when lumbering was important. The Missouri Lumber and Mining Company founded Grandin in 1887 and built a sawmill, offices, stores, and houses for the 1,500 employees who worked there at one time. The new town was in the middle of a vast forest of yellow pine trees. There were so many trees that the sawmill was the biggest in Missouri and one of the biggest in the United States in 1900. Railroads carried the lumber all across the Midwest to be used in building houses and other structures. But by 1907, most of the trees had been cut down, and no new trees had been planted to replace them. In 1909, the company closed the mill and moved its equipment and employees to West Eminence, leaving the houses and other buildings behind. Today, only a couple hundred people live in Grandin, some of them in the houses that once were the homes of lumberjacks and their families. Did you know? Daniel Boone may or may not be buried near Marthasville. When Daniel died at his son's home near Defiance in 1820, he was buried near his wife Rebecca in the family cemetery. In 1845, the state of Kentucky dug up what they were told were the graves of Rebecca and Daniel. Kentucky reburied the remains in Frankfort, the state capital. But legend has it that the grave thought to be Daniel's was not his, and that he is still buried near Marthasville in the cemetery overlooking the Katy Trail. Page 16. The Civil War may have been the biggest historic event in the state's history, and you can visit many of the sites where battles took place. Fort Davidson, in Iron County, was the site of the Battle of Pilot Knob on September 26th and 27th, 1864. Union forces in the fort defeated the Confederate Army and stopped it from capturing St. Louis. On April 10th, 1861, in the early days of the war, the North and South fought at Wilson's Creek near Springfield. Nearly 2,500 men lost their lives. Even though the South won the battle, Missouri remained in the Union. Page 18. State Historic Sites. Courthouses, schools, churches, houses, and battlefields are on the Register of State Historic Sites for the same reasons sites are on the National Register. Some of the sites are obvious, such as the state capitol and the governor's mansion in Jefferson City, or the first state capitol in St. Charles. Whole towns are on the state register. One of these is the Inilowek village near Revere in the northeast corner of the state. It was a village of around 8,000 Illinois Indians, located where the Des Moines River flows into the Mississippi River. It was a village of around 8,000 Illinois Indians, located where the Des Moines River flows into the Mississippi River. They lived there in the 1600s. The French explorers Louis Joliet and Jacques Marquette, stopped at the village in 1673 on one of their explorations of the Missouri River. You can still see signs of the village today. Page 19. You can visit the boyhood home of General John Blackjack Pershing in Laclede. General Pershing, who earned his nickname because he once led a troop of African American soldiers, commanded the armies in World War I. You can also visit the house in St. Louis where Scott Joplin and his new bride, Belle, lived in the early 1900s. Joplin became known as the King of Ragtime for his musical compositions. In Herman, you can visit Duchheim, a group of houses built and lived in by some of the first German immigrants who came to Missouri in the 1840s. An immigrant is one who comes into a country to settle there. The houses have been restored and furnished to look like they did when first built. Visitors can get an idea of how these first immigrants lived. To see how a plantation family lived in the Boot Hill, you can visit the Hunter Dawson Mansion in New Madrid. It was completed in 1861 and has been restored to look as it did after the Civil War. Page 20. Missouri has four covered bridges still standing. In the 1800s, many rural bridges were made of wood. Roofs were built over the roadways to protect the bridge timbers from the weather. The four remaining bridges are over Locust Creek in Linn County, Sandy Creek in Jefferson County, the Salt River in Monroe County, and a tributary of the Whitewater River in Cape Girardeau County. That last bridge near Burfordville is next to Bollinger Mill, one of several grain or grist mills on the state register. Another is the Dillard Mill near Davisville. It was built in 1908 to replace the first mill that had burned 10 years earlier. Farmers brought their grain to the mill to be ground into flour or cornmeal. The mill operated until 1956. Visitors touring the mill today can still see the water-powered grindstone in operation. Another industry represented on the state register is mining, as shown at Missouri Mines in Park Hills. A museum and other exhibits now fill the mill and other buildings used by the St. Joe Lead Company when it had underground lead mines in St. Francois County. Another earlier industry that used the state's natural resources is at Boone's Lick in Howard County. There, Nathan and Daniel Morgan Boone, sons of Daniel Boone, took salty water or brine from springs and boiled it in large iron kettles. When the water boiled away, it left behind a coating of salt. The salt was scraped into sacks and shipped by mule overland or by boat down the Missouri River to St. Charles. Page 21. Salt was valuable because it was used to preserve meat and to turn animal hides into leather. The salt lick operated from 1805 to 1833. Civil War battlefields are also on the state register. The Battle of Athens was fought near the small town by that name on the Des Moines River on August 5, 1861. Local militiamen loyal to the Union fought against the pro-South State Guard in the northernmost battle of the Civil War fought west of the Mississippi River. The pro-South troops won the battle. They also won battles at Carthage and Lexington, where you can visit the battlefields. Maybe some of the men who fought in those battles spent their senior years at the Confederate Soldiers' Home near Higginsville. The state opened the home for elderly veterans in 1891. It remained open until 1950, when the last Missouri veteran of the Civil War, John T. Graves, died at the age of 108. Many of the veterans who lived at the home are buried in the cemetery next door. Today, you can visit their graves, tour the chapel, and see the buildings where the veterans lived. Do you remember? Number one, what makes a place a historic site? Number two, where is Mark Twain's boyhood home?